With a new year comes new music to look forward to, and we can always count on our friends at NPR Music for guidance.
I'm Tom Heisinger, NPR's classical music editor, and in 2021, I'm looking forward to, fingers crossed, live music. I really miss like the roar of a symphony orchestra in concert or the soaring soprano up on the opera stage. But artists are still making albums even in lockdown, like British composer Max Richter. His upcoming album is a follow-up to last year's Voices. The new one is called Voices Part 2, released in April. Richter's really good at erasing the lines between classical and ambient music on this album. It's not complicated music, and that's okay. It offers, I think, the potency of direct communication right to our emotions. I think you can just feel your blood pressure drop listening to it, which comes in handy these days. And I'm especially drawn to the song called Follower, where Richter stages these kind of translucent scrims of wordless voices above the drone of a very low-pitched keyboard. Another record I'm really looking forward to, it's a debut recital album by the up-and-coming velvety-voiced baritone Will Liverman.
While night comes on gently, dark like me, that is my dream.
It's called Dreams of a New Day, released February 12, and it's devoted to songs of black composers. I think it's a very smartly programmed recital that includes songs of pioneers like Harry T. Burley, the man who really originated a space for black art songs beginning at the turn of the 20th century, and some wonderful songs by Margaret Bonds, one of a number of undervalued black female composers from the mid-century. What I love about Liverman's voice is his dynamic control. He has this gorgeous half voice, or mezza voce, as the opera nerds would say, and even a falsetto, as we'll hear in this amazing song, part of a two-song composition called Black Churches. And the text here is about the horrific shooting in Charleston, South Carolina in 2015. This is contemporary music, composed by Sean Okpebolo with a text by Charleston's former poet laureate, Marcus Amaker. And just listen to how Liverman delivers the words, Emmanuel AME Church. I think it's an engaging album for our time, tracing an important heritage in music.
That was Tom Heisinger of NPR Music talking about two of the albums he's most looking forward to in 2021. Will Liverman's Dreams of a New Day and Max Richter's Voices Part 2.